Imogen. Her tutor was saying, "It's unimaginable. Like, no true or false, no like or dislike, no love." They could only have touched and untouched. She's untouched, touched in the back seat by a boy she doesn't like much. She thinks when she googled vampire squids, she must have seen the babies because they looked more like axolotls. Flusa says they are orgasmic. She hasn't orgasmed in months. She thinks she could be one, wouldn't mind doing it by herself, hermaphrodite, meaning self-sufficient. They're only scared of each other. She gets that. Parked up outside Kelly Talton's, where she's seen the photos, they went. Imagine eerie conversation, like, leave her for me, okay, the last time she touched a girl she was high and in a pool. Now she's below all of that, imagines heavy, she can swim beneath everyone she's ever known. That's what an island means, right? Floating. Wet all over, like a fetus. I don't know whether it's too far from us or too close. He means the other parked car. She means the womb, a memory we've all forgotten. She hasn't forgotten that night, except that'd be warm and this'd be cold. Sometimes at night it's so cold she can't feel anything, thinking, does it struggle to float, like walking underwater, hundreds of meters down? Apparently, when they come to the surface, they explode.